USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Over half of U.S. voters want additional candidates to enter the 2024 presidential race. That's according to a Quinnipiac poll. Despite more than a dozen contenders in the race, 52% of voters express a preference for more options, including 72% of independents and 58% of Democrats. In contrast, 67% of Republicans have expressed satisfaction with the existing field of candidates, featuring frontrunners Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, and Nikki Haley. U.S. officials report that a drone, which an American warship intercepted, appears to have originated from Yemen. The USS Thomas Hudner engaged the drone, which was not its intended target. This marks the second interception by a U.S. Navy vessel in the area since the October attack by Hamas on Israel. President Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping engaged in significant meetings in Northern California. The discussions in San Francisco coincide with ongoing conflicts around the world.
We also have a responsibility to our people and the world to work together when we see it in our interest to do so.
This marks the first face-to-face encounter between the two leaders in a year. Biden will hold a press conference at 7:15 Eastern Time. West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin's expressed openness to a presidential run. The Democrat, who recently announced he won't seek re-election, told NBC News that he may jump in the race.
I think we're on the wrong course, so I will do everything possible. Now, there's a lot of good people out there I hope I can motivate, and a lot of capable people, competent, that they've just given up.
When asked, Manchin avoided specifying whether he would exclusively run as a third-party candidate. Target CEO Brian Cornell mentioned on the retailer's third quarter earnings call that customers appreciate the decision to secure certain merchandise in stores. Cornell noted a positive response from shoppers regarding the practice of locking up things like toothpaste and deodorant. This is USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure ground burgers are made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive burger perfection flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Tennessee Republican Tim Burchett expressed sympathy for former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, alleging that McCarthy elbowed him in the back in a Capitol hallway.
It's a clean shot to the kidneys. You just don't expect a guy who was at one time three steps away from the White House to hit you with a sucker punch in the hallway.
In a CNN interview, Burchett characterized the incident as a sad commentary on McCarthy's life and mentioned he's praying for the former speaker. However, McCarthy has denied ever touching him.
Run and hit the guy. I did not kidney punch him. I did not shoot anything like that.
Burchett is one of the eight congressmen who voted to remove McCarthy as speaker. The U.S. Postal Service is facing a deficit of $6.5 billion this year, initially anticipating a financial turnaround and a break-even point by the fiscal year ending September 30th. The service's plans were thwarted. Postmaster General Louis DeJoy attributes the shortfall to increased operational costs due to inflation and soaring printing prices. A Missouri library is celebrating the return of its oldest ever overdue book, and thanks to its no-fine policy, the person returning it owes nothing. The St. Charles City County Library in St. Peter's shared the news on Facebook, stating that the Sandra Boynton book was checked out in 1993, highlighting their fine-free policy to encourage overdue returns. And Marvel Studios is unveiling the trailer for the upcoming second season of its animated series, What If? I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.